ripped off, but satisfied. I didn't expect to get ripped off within an hour of my arrival. Who would? When I left the airport, I told the driver the name of my hotel. The smiling young man said, very naturally and in a friendly way, it'll be about $7. So, I got on board. I heard later that the normal rate would have been about $3. Oh well, it was still a lot cheaper than in Japan. Anyway, it was nice to drive through the city at night. And while onto the drive, a huge, roaring dragon came into view. Well, a bridge in the shape of a dragon. Who on earth would decide to make a bridge in the shape of a dragon? The dragon shifting color from red to blue to yellow. The design really impresses on me that this place is not Japan. It has a much stronger influence from Chinese culture. The accent of the locals' English is quite difficult for me to understand. I need time to get used to it. Actually, even on the plane, it was difficult to understand what the flight attendant said. For instance, after a brief struggle, I understood that I was being asked salmon or beef. I answered quite clearly, or so I thought, salmon please. Soon after, a beef donburi was placed in front of me. It's been a while since I've had this kind of challenge. Anyway, most people in this country don't speak English to begin with. How about French then? Few people speak French too. In fact, apparently less than 10% of the population speak French. It seems unbelievable that just a few decades ago, French was one of the most important languages in this country. The hotel I stayed at was a fine one, also built in a French style. However, the food is expensive and not really interesting, so the next day I decided to go outside and find a local restaurant. Walking around, I noticed that the trees lining the streets seem particularly strong. Here and there, I can see their roots breaking through the paved footpath. Overall, this country is very fertile, and of course, food is abundant here because of that. I spot a noodle restaurant that seems popular with the locals. I can't read much of the language here, but these noodles are very well known, so I can recognize the letters on the menu. You can also find these noodles in Japan, but there are so many more varieties here. I choose a dish at random and wait. While I look at the condiments on the table, the chili peppers pickled in a vinegar stand out. The noodles arrive. The hot soup is garnished with fresh herbs. Some people really don't like this herb, but to me it's very tasty. Unlike instant noodles, the meaty broth of the soup has punch. The vegetables here are so very flavorsome and really stand out. I tried adding the vinegar chili. It's not too spicy and the flavor is perfectly balanced. These noodles are fantastic and cheap. In the afternoon, I had an appointment to visit the high school where my friend works. I called a taxi again. Getting in, I was slightly worried about being ripped off again. The driver started talking to me, but when we realized that we don't share a common language, he uses a translation app on his phone through which we had the following conversation. Where are you from? I'm from Japan. Oh, the Japanese people are so polite and punctual. It takes me a few seconds to reply, but I smile and answer, thank you very much. I also think to myself, I hope all Japanese that have visited here before were polite. Although our conversation wasn't very deep, the driver seemed to take a liking to me, and he said, "Tell me when you finish, I'll come to pick you up." This time, I didn't get ripped off at all. In fact, I tried to pay more because I didn't have any change, but the driver went out his way to walk to the nearest shop to exchange money and make change for me. Anyway, I arrived at the high school where I had an appointment. The school had many women teachers, and all of them wore a bright national dress. That was their uniform. The dress had long sleeves and trouser legs, but with slits that showed just a little skin. They looked like they feel cool in the hot weather, and they look graceful. The women also had good posture and seemed confident. When visiting the staff room, it was almost like entering a botanical garden. The students in the class I visited were all learning Japanese and all greeted me with a friendly konnichiwa. Their teachers said that Japanese is as important as Chinese and English to them. Of course, the importance of Japanese language is not because the Japanese army was here for a short time in the past. No, it's because Japan is an important business partner for this developing country. Although they no longer use kanji characters, they still share a lot of common vocabulary with Japanese, which brings a feeling of closeness. All of the high school students laugh a lot and also study seriously. I guess many dream of visiting Japan one day. I hope that if they do, the Japanese are as polite as they think we are.